Honoring Flood Victims at Kerrville Remembrance and Resilience Ceremony. Texas Border Business. Kerrville, Governor Greg Abbott delivered remarks and personally read the names of the 119 lives lost in Kerr County during last year's devastating 4th of July floods at the Symphony of the Hills Stars, Stripes, and Spirit Remembrance and Resilience Ceremony and Concert. The event honored victims on the one-year anniversary of the tragedy while celebrating the strength and unity of the Hill Country community. 1 year ago, the waters rose and the Hill Country faced its darkest 4th of July, said Governor Abbott. Lives were cut short. Families lost everything. The names we carry on in our hearts today are not just names. They are fathers, mothers, children, and neighbors. We must remember those who were lost, and those who ran towards the danger. They must never be forgotten. The governor was joined at the Caillou Theater by First Lady Cecilia Abbott, Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring Jr., Symphony of the Hills President Dr. Tim Summerlin, State Representative Wes Verdell, local officials, families, and members of the Kerrville community. During his remarks, Governor Abbott spoke about the resiliency of the Kerr County community, praising how its residents supported one another with strength, compassion, and determination throughout the past year of recovery. He noted the powerful example their unity and perseverance set for the entire state. The governor also reflected on the profound significance of the 250th anniversary of American independence. 250 years ago, a group of extraordinary patriots signed their names to a document that changed the course of human history. Pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the foundational truth that liberty is not a gift from government, but a birthright from Almighty God. Over the past year, Governor Abbott directed significant state resources and closely coordinated with local leaders, federal partners, and nonprofits to support immediate recovery and long-term rebuilding across Kerr County, including emergency grants, small business assistance, and direct aid to impacted families and communities.